Come on.
Broadcasting live from coast to coast and around the world, it's time for Animal Talk. Feature your host and best doggone pet people on the planet, Dr. Brad Faber.
We decided also to bring someone back into studio because we had so many questions from our Monday program, but we thought we would have him on for just a little bit to answer some of those questions.
The man behind What You Got, that would be Harry Rinker. He joins us in our third hour, your chance to call with your stuff and find out what it's worth. But each and every Wednesday, right from the get-go, we welcome in Easy Ticket Mike for Sports Shorts. I'm sure he's disappointed as the Nuggets roll over the Mavericks 124-110. They move on in the playoffs, capping the West for the first time since 1985. I thought I was misreading that. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing good. My Mavs got knocked out tonight, but of course I didn't. You know, Denver's just a lot better team than the Mavs are. I'm a Mavs fan, and I didn't like the officiating, but that's another story.
Yeah, that's true. I think particularly in the last game, they got ripped off a foul that wasn't called that should have been called when they had a ridiculous amount of fouls, 61 called in the whole game that set things up. It was actually the game before that. Then, of course, the Mavs came back, but they couldn't do it this time around. But I think ultimately you're right. Denver was a better team. Chauncey Billups was a huge difference maker with Carmelo Anthony, and unfortunately for Dallas fans, as we're a national show, but people are listening to us in Dallas on KVCE, and we talked to Mike Fisher last week from DallasBasketball.com, and I'm sure there's some disappointed people, but the playoffs roll on, and you and I both seem to think that the Cavaliers were going to be there and the Lakers were going to be there in the end. Do you still stick with that prediction?
Well, I'm looking at Denver probably being in it. Yeah, in the series, the Lakers and Denver, the Lakers won 3 out of 4 games during the season. But Denver's looking really strong right now. I think that the Lakers, they're having trouble with Houston right now, and Houston doesn't even have Yao Ming playing.
Yeah, and boy, no kidding.
Yeah, so. The Lakers have to go back to Houston tomorrow. I expected Houston to get knocked out when they announced that Ming had broken his foot and wasn't going to play, but they came back and tied the series up. And so the Rockets could come back and win that series, but I think it's possibly they may win tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting thing to watch, and this is when it gets really good. You start to pare it down, whittle it down, and things, one call the wrong way or, too many turnovers in the other direction, and things certainly change. We should say, of course, you can go to easy-ticket.com to pick up tickets to any of the playoff games, doesn't matter how far along they are, whether it be in hoops or on the ice with hockey. So here we are in the conference finals, baby. How about the Penguins knocking out the Capitals? They blew them away. I was surprised. I love the game sevens.
They had a really big scoring game. They beat the Caps tonight, 6-2.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bill Guerin, you know, he got a shot right off going into the second period. He was one of my favorites when he was with the Stars. And speaking of the Stars, they announced today that Madonna's coming back for his 20th year with the Stars organization.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that actually the other day. He happens to be, believe it or not, Easy Ticket Mike on my Facebook. And so they had a little pre-announcement about that. But that's big because Madonna's so, I mean, no matter what, he is so, so popular. Hands down, he's the most popular star, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, he was disappointed that they didn't make it into the playoffs this year. And that's, I think that's one of the reasons he's coming back. Plus, he's getting a little bit over $2 million, so. That's another reason to come back.
Yeah, that would give you an incentive, wouldn't it? I guess I'll stay for another season. Sure, why not? Hey, speaking of things related to Dallas, how about the, and this is, there's a lot of fans, of course, even across the country. As I traveled with the Cowboys, I saw they're like rock stars, and they still are. It's a team that people either love or they hate outside of Dallas. But the Cowboys couldn't get naming rights for their brand-new $1 billion stadium, so they're going to call it Dallas Cowboys Stadium.
Yeah, it's a, well, there's that sounds logical, though. I think.
Yeah, absolutely, because what can you do? It's tough economically. So many people, you know, the unemployment's almost 9%, Mike, and money's tight all the way around. So, of course, corporations to pony up big money, eventually down the line it'll happen, but you got to go with the whole Cowboy Stadium thing now because you're not going to be able to slap naming rights on it.
Yeah, and I'm not going to do that for with Easy Ticket, but speaking of the Cowboy Stadium, George Strait's going to be the first headlining act, and then I think the next one's the Jonas Brothers. They're in,
ooh.
So, you know, they're both sold out right now. George Strait, I mean, that's a big stadium, but it's he's, you know, he's a big star, and he's going to he's going to be playing here soon. So.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Hey, speaking of the NFL, before we know it, because here we are already in May, pretty soon they already have mini camps that are opening up. We'll be into training camps, and then before you know it, we'll be into preseason action, and then the regular season starting in September. Will you have tickets to a lot of the games across the country?
Yeah, I've got some really good seats. Well, for the Cowboys, you know, coming up, but I've got seats for pretty much any game that they're looking for. We've got access to, you know, over 80,000 different events at any given time, so, or 80,000 mm-hmm. tickets, and so, you know, it's we can get tickets to pretty much anything.
All right, so anybody listening to us in anywhere, Connecticut, wherever it might be, Illinois, or we have a brand new affiliate, Easy Ticket Mike, News Talk 1490 WVBG, Vicksburg, Mississippi. I like that area. I've been to Jackson, Mississippi, which is just a stone throw away. I had a lot of fun in Jackson. Absolutely. Hey, Easy Ticket Mike, thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, you have a good evening, Kate.
You too. And sadly, yep, the playoffs roll on without certainly the Dallas Mavericks, but the fans in Denver are absolutely pumped up, and that's the way it goes. Hey, you know, some teams make it in, and then sometimes a bad call goes one way or the other. Not a bad call here. We're going to tell you how you can make money if you're just graduating. Hang with us on ATN.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Arizona State, baby. Sun Devil Stadium. I've been there. Tempe, Arizona. I was there for a wild football game, though. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It's interesting. Obama didn't back away from the fact that he was snubbed by ASU because they said he didn't deserve an honorary degree because he hadn't accomplished anything yet or enough yet. So he gave his commencement speech and acknowledged it. It was a funny thing. Here's the quote. He said, "I come here not to dispute the suggestion that I haven't yet achieved enough in my life." He basically broke out into a big old grin. He says, "First of all, Michelle Obama concurs with that assessment. She has a long list of things that I have not yet done waiting for me when I get home." But he, in addressing the class of 2009, he talked about saying that despite you've achieved a remarkable milestone in your life and that your families are proud, you can't rest on your laurels. I certainly would agree with that. It couldn't be more intense now to search for a job. And of course, after you've gone through college and what you might owe or maybe you don't owe, if you're lucky, you come out and it's pretty tough these days with the economy. So what do you do? How do you get going in the right direction so you don't get, wrapped up in debt and find it just too tough to dig your way out of it? That happens to so many kids when they graduate from college. Joining us now is Tom Ebon. He is the author of How to Succeed in the Real World, basically the young adult's guide to personal finance, the ways that you can, you know, the secrets. How can you not live paycheck to paycheck? Tom, thanks for hanging with us on ATN.
My pleasure.
You know, I remember when I got out of school, what happened to a lot of my friends, and I went to Ohio University, what happened to a lot of my friends is, you know, we would get those credit cards in the mail, and everybody would assume they were going to make great money pretty soon down the line, so they would pile up a lot of debt on the credit cards. And I still have friends who are now very responsible paying back debt that they started to get when they had first graduated from college. So what do you say to kids listening who get all these, well, maybe they don't get as many now, but some of them that are stuck in credit card debt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be credit card debt and student loan debt and a host of other things. If you're already in debt, you need to learn some strategies to get out. And if you're not in debt or not in too much debt. You definitely need to make a commitment to not get in debt. Debt is really super detrimental to your ability to build wealth. It almost cripples your ability to build wealth. It's very, very important to control, or I would contend, just not use debt.
Yeah, and it's true. Most people, I said this when I first went on the air, and maybe in this audience, maybe you have 75%, 70%, who knows, that are living paycheck to paycheck. And like you say, even if they're trying to get out of the cycle, they just can't get out of the cycle. So how do you start not living paycheck to paycheck?
Well, the very first thing you need to do is learn a couple of principles. And again, I use that word commitment, really commit to this and make it a priority. One, and these are so simple, they almost sound stupid, but their principles are tried and true, and like most things that make common sense, they work. First of all, you need to live on less than you make. That's the very starting point. How do you do that? You work up a budget. So you find out, how you can take your income, manage your expenses so that there's a spread between what you're making, and what you're spending, and you create positive cash flow. That's a very big key. Once you've been able to create positive cash flow, you now have money to save and invest, and you start that very early so that you can realize the incredible power of compound interest and time, and then that will lead to you being able to create passive income.
Yeah, and, you know, it's true, though. I mean, we're talking about grads, but you could certainly, somebody could start to do this in their 20s, you know, late 20s, 30s, even your 40s. I mean, you can turn things around, right?
Oh, no, absolutely. You know, and one of the things I do talk about with young people is two things they need to really realize. They have two incredibly powerful assets. One is time and one is freedom. So if they're able to harness that power early, it's exponentially more powerful. But I guess there could be a point where it's maybe getting pretty tough or, you know, too late. But certainly, you can turn things around. And I personally did it myself. I learned all these strategies over a course of time, but I didn't really fully implement them until I was in my 30s or 40s. And then I made up time really fast by getting real aggressive with it.
Yeah, and you say that you can, you know, if you do some of these steps that you're talking about, you can you can still become a millionaire. It's not impossible, because I think people think that the American dream is shattered because we're facing some tough times right now, but it's not, right?
No, I mean, you know, it's hard to predict the future, of course, but you look to the past, and we've always had economic cycles, and I share with young people that I graduated in college in 1983, and that was kind of the last big nasty recession. So I lived through what these folks are going through right now, and it was, frankly, fairly short-lived, and the times that followed were pretty darn good.
Yeah, that's true. And it is. I think it's a cyclical thing, and that's what happens. And, man, I completely agree with you on that. Okay, so one of the things, like you say, it sounds so easy, but you live on less than you make, obviously. What are some of the other things that you can do that you could give us some shortcuts to? And, of course, people can get your book, but what are some of the shortcuts that you'll tell us about in the book?
Well, I don't know about it. I'm sure you use the word shortcuts, but that's really not what we're doing. It's just the opposite. It's kind of a slower discipline approach. But another concept that we go over in the book is the idea of paying yourself first. Mm-hmm. And that goes kind of piggybacks on what I was saying before about living on less than you make, creating positive cash flow and so forth. But you want to commit to paying yourself first. So in other words, it's the concept of the first check that you write every month, the first bill that you pay is to yourself, to your savings and your investing. And we do just the opposite. We pay everyone else first, and then we say, well, with whatever's left over, we'll pay ourselves. Well, unfortunately, we all know there's nothing left over at the end of the month or very little. So you just reverse that. It's really a mentality or a state of mind, and you make a commitment to pay yourself first at the first check you pay. And again, if you start this early, we go over some very powerful charts that show the power of compound interest. And when you see that, you get very excited and get very motivated, and you realize that it just takes a small amount invested consistently at a good rate of return, and it can grow into a huge amount of money. And conversely, the longer you wait to get started, you lose a huge opportunity.
Yeah, it's interesting. In paying yourself first, you're so right about that. Because what happens is exactly that. Even it doesn't matter how much money you make. It doesn't mean if you're making a big paycheck, a medium paycheck, or even a little bit. The problem is that everybody starts to write out their bills and everything else, and then they haven't pulled aside whatever it is, even if it's $100 or $50 or whatever, and it's too late then at the end. How about eating out? I think people sometimes don't realize, even if it's fast food, you know, I know I have guy friends that eat out like twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
And that, yeah. I would think that would add up and nip you eventually.
Oh, it absolutely does. And I had mentioned a budget before, and that's definitely one of the very revealing things you do with the budget. You start off by listing all of your expenses and all the way that you currently spend your money. And there's really only two ways to increase your cash flow, which is to make more or spend less. I guess there's three, or do both. And so if you are looking to cut out expenses as a way to create cash flow, you have to list all the ways that you're currently spending your money. And it's always very revealing, and you do see exactly those things, and then you get into that concept of separating needs from wants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may want to eat out a couple times a day, as you put it there, and it's easier for sure, but again, is that that's not a need. So if you pack the lunch, maybe one of those times, you know, and then added that up, and again, you can carve out incredible savings when you go through that process.
Right. Yeah, boy, absolutely, I agree with that. All right, Tom, if somebody wants to get a copy of your book, how do they do that?
They would go online to succeedintherealworld.com.
All right, succeedintherealworld.com. And as Tom said, no shortcuts. There's tips, but no shortcuts. All good advice. Tom, thanks. We appreciate you coming on the show.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
All right, so some great advice for new graduates. And as Tom said, a lot of people listening in this audience, we've said this before and we've talked to financial people, it's never too late, I don't think, to turn it around where you can figure out other ways. It's like he said, the one thing that you have to do is you have to have a game plan. You have to have it on paper. You have to know what's going out. And people, I think, don't want to do that. They don't want to commit things to paper, and it makes a huge difference. Speaking of committing things, originally the photos were going to be released, but now they're taking it back. Why? We'll talk about it next on America Tonight.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility needs fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I have a feeling we have a dungeon moment coming up here on America Tonight. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney hanging with you, of course, each and every weeknight here on ATN. We, I'll tell you, we've got a huge, huge giveaway coming up on America Tonight, and it's, I'll tell you what it is. It's a GPS system and a backup camera. Boom, yours. Put it in the mail if you win. I'm going to give you the details coming up tomorrow. And it's all courtesy of some interesting folks in Los Angeles. I'll explain all. The mystery will be cleared up. But there's no mystery here. Donovan, if you would reach back and get out the dungeon. I am so in the mood for the dungeon. Of all the things we were talking about, and of course the big reversal, the big story on the day, Obama saying we're not going to release the photographs, the Senate got the credit card deal in their laps, right? All of us complaining that the banks and credit card companies are just gouging us to death. It doesn't matter. You pay on time, you pay extra, you're going to get screwed somehow by them. You just are. So anyway, the Senate on Wednesday turned back the big push to cap interest rates at 15%. 15%. You know, I know people that were paying, let's say, maybe 8%. And then missed a payment, and it went all the way up to, like, 35%. Give me a break. So, ultimately, here's what the deal is. The rejection on that means a couple of things. Ultimately, it means back to the drawing board, right? So, Bernie Sanders, the Vermont Independent, the senator, got 33 votes, needed 60. With a bipartisan group of 60 senators opposing it. So the Senate pushing its credit card overhaul toward the finish line, yeah, it didn't happen. Democrats and consumer groups, of course, have been saying that the interest cap is needed to put some teeth into the bill. And I agree. I don't fall into those categories, and I agree. You have to do something to push this, to put, you know, to make it mean something, basically. So instead, the banking industry was able to ward this off. Banks are charging 30% interest rates. Credit isn't even really available. Credit unions are limited to 15%. I mean, this is ridiculous. It's like loan sharking. It is. I mean, I think that's pretty accurate to say. So, of course, Senator Dodd says that he's proposing that the Federal Reserve be asked to provide an analysis of how Congress could rein in interest rates. So it looks like that's not happening. There's nothing going on with this credit card thing. It made some big headlines. Remember, Obama pushed on that and said that this was the direction that we had to go in. And, I mean, who wouldn't agree with that? It's I mean, tragic. It's ridiculous what's happening with the credit card companies. So, you know, we bail out the banks, and in turn, money is tighter than a drum, and people have stories left, forward, backwards, and right about what the credit card companies have done to them. And like I'm saying, the credit card companies, you know, we're talking about people sometimes who don't even have a high amount on credit cards, and then the amount is ridiculously slashed. I mean, the stories abound. I know. We've heard them on the show. We've talked about it. We've had people on to talk about this financial gouging that goes on. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. Now, other people may say to you, though, it's kind of like gambling. So if you decide to gamble and you decide to do the credit card thing, yeah, that's what, you know, ultimately you're going to pay the price. And you get these nasty phone calls. And I'm talking about people who pay, and they jack up your rate like no one's business. You cannot. I'm telling you, if there's one thing I believe that all of us would agree on, you cannot be late with a credit card payment, because they could do anywhere from 8 to 28% or sometimes more. So they charge, I mean, the credit industry, they're going to charge whatever rates they want. That's the bottom line. So wake up, America. This is definitely legalized loan sharking. And if you really thought that something different was going to happen, you knew it was going to get stymied in the Senate. You knew it. That was what's going to happen. Because you got to think about who's putting these people in place. How could they not pass this legislation? I mean, supposedly, the idea was to stop the banks from charging outrageous interest rates. And you didn't think that the Republicans were necessarily going to go along with this, maybe a few rogue Republicans, but the Democrats, they didn't do it either. I mean, I'd like to see the roll call on this and who opposed the reform. I could say something. How do you know that song, How Do You Like Me Now? This is one of those, How Do You Like Me Now? Who's in charge here? So bottom line is, I'm going to say right now, I wish we had the roll call. I'm going to get the roll call on this, and let's see the yays and the nays on this. I'm going to say that the nays on this all need to go in the dungeon. So can we throw the nays in the dungeon, please?
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, outrageous, huh? So check this out. Speaking of money, I'm going to stick with money here on America Tonight. This will get you. It's not a surprise, I don't think, either. Bernie Madoff, how could people not know, at least people really close to him, how could they not know what was going on with Madoff? Somebody knew something, right? So check this out. About $12 billion was pulled out of accounts at the Madoff firm in 2008. $6 billion... so roughly, I guess, half right, was taken out the 3 months before he was arrested in December and charged with the Ponzi scheme deal, with the fraud. Now, the interesting thing is, if $6 billion was taken out, or if $12 billion altogether, maybe these people that got screwed by Madoff, the customers, might be able to get more of the money back than they initially thought they were going to get. right? Because lawsuits are being filed right and left. One case is looking for a return of $5.1 billion from all these trust funds and partnerships run by somebody out of Palm Beach, Florida. So they may recover. Some of the victims might recover more than they thought they were going to get. It's obviously Madoff knew what was happening. People knew what was happening, and there's like this silent code. He's protecting other people, and it might come out. It might start to flow. The fact that some of the people that got scammed get the money back, I love that. Because it wasn't just all rich and famous people. I mean, this ran deep. This ran into Jewish charities and people who knew people. And, I mean, he was scamming money all over the place, ultimately. And that's what happened, because the numbers were so big. And, I mean, Madoff seemed like the real deal. You look at the guy's resume, and if you knew very little about Madoff, I mean, he would look good. He would look so good on paper, and did to so many people. You can see how it was an easy swindle, an easy Ponzi scheme for him. The fact that he got away with it for so long, that's the crazy thing. And also that the fact that there was somebody hot on his trail screaming about this guy and nothing was ever done. I mean, that's ridiculous. The SEC should be ashamed of itself because they completely dropped the ball. And there's probably some of the people that lost money who didn't need to lose money because they were at the tail end of this thing. And if they had nailed Madoff sooner, they wouldn't have been in. They wouldn't have been in the door with him. So unfortunately for some of those people, they lost houses. And I'm talking about the people that were not wealthy. They lost houses and livelihoods and nest eggs and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And I say livelihoods because so many of them, we're talking about people in their 70s, 80s, 90s. Even there was a guy in his 90s, and they got to figure out a way to recoup money. How do you do that? And I read something where this guy in his 90s was going to have to take a job at McDonald's, anything, just to get some money rolling in the door. That is sad. Hey, we haven't talked about this in a while, but we will talk about it in future shows. You know, besides the big giveaway we're having, is it going to be a giveaway for the Supreme Court nod? Obama is considering about 6 different candidates, and a lot of the candidates are women or they're Hispanic. You got a group that's got three judges, a governor, and the Homeland Security Secretary. Janet Napolitano is being considered. She's absolutely on the list. I looked at the list, and I know we've talked about it before, and a lot of these are names that I don't think, some of them anyway, you wouldn't recognize. But who could be the next Supreme Court justice? Since this is a lifetime appointment, and you figure Obama wants his nominee confirmed before the Senate goes on recess for the summer in August, and the senators aren't, I mean, they're not even committing to this. There has to be somebody that comes forward here in the next week or two. They can't wait too long for this to happen. Otherwise, it's not gonna happen on time if he wants that to go through before they break for the summer. Now, the Judiciary Committee chairman is someone you heard earlier in the show, Patrick Leahy, the Democrat from Vermont. He thinks this could take a little bit of time for the whole thing to unfold. And it's got to happen soon. It's got to happen soon. Janet Napolitano, would she be your choice for Supreme Court justice? I'm going to say she wouldn't be my choice. Coming up on the flip side, news you can abuse, birthdays in this day in history.
I'm a surprise. They don't see me coming.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code iodine at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Better than I knew myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse.
The controversy never ends over Miss California, Kate Delaney America tonight. Check this out. Shanna Mokler, who of course was one of the pageant officials, decided she had enough of all of it because she certainly wasn't backing up the whole Miss California thing anyway. Carrie Prejean and originally her statements and how she reacted to the question by Perez Hilton and then everything else that happened in light of that, the photographs, etc. Donald Trump says, listen, she gets to keep her crown. He understands about the modeling photographs and that she just said the answer to the question was the same that the president, what he said about the gay marriage. So, again, the controversy continues, and there could be more spilling out as a result of this. She was asked, Matt Lauer had her on the Today Show along with Donald Trump as a follow-up to this whole thing, and she was asked about the photographs, as was he. Here's a little slice of that.
I think what people are talking about this morning is not the fact you got to keep your crown. Congratulations on that. I think a lot of people are talking about your explanation for these latest photos that came out. You say these were accidental, that the wind caused your top to open up, and a photographer in some ways took advantage of that.
Exactly right, Matt.
I look at some of the photos, and I think some people have made this point, though, Carrie, and it looks like you're looking right into the camera, that these weren't taken while you were adjusting your makeup or your wardrobe or anything like that. How do you explain that?
Well, when you're in a photo shoot, I'm not sure if you're aware, but the photographer is taking, you know, picture after picture immediately after one another. And so it's a very fast process. And when you're standing there, you know, I was right on a cliff. I know it sounds funny, but the wind was blowing and it was just the photographer and I. I should have been a little bit smarter. I shouldn't have been there probably alone with him just to have someone monitor that. But, you know, I was making adjustments. And if you can see in one of the photos, I was not looking into the camera, and it was basically a wardrobe malfunction.
Who was the person who took these photos?
It was a very well-known photographer.
But you don't want to give that person's name? I mean, after all, apparently that person released these photos.
His name is Dominic Petruzzi. Mm-hmm.
And so you blame him for this. You say you reviewed these photos carefully, Donald. By the strictest interpretation of the pageant rules, did these violate the rules?
First of all, I think she's going to sue the photographer. I'm only kidding, Matt.
Breaking news here on the show, okay?
This is amazing.
By the strictest interpretation of pageant rules, did the photos violate the rules?
No, because we have the decision-making power. It says right in the contract. And as far as I'm concerned, we're living in the 21st century. This is now the 21st century. She's a model, a very successful model, in addition to being Miss California. So the answer is no. We made a determination. The determination was that in many cases there were absolutely magnificent photos. There was nothing dirty. There was nothing bad. And she looked very beautiful. And we said that those photos were absolutely
all right, so that's
done.
Donald Trump and Carrie Prejean, of course, again with Matt Lauer on the Today Show. Bottom line is, I thought one of the more interesting things was the whole idea that Miss California's asked the question about gay marriage by Perez Hilton, okay? So Donald Trump said at the press conference he thought Perez was engaging in self-promotion. You think Trump ever engages in self-promotion? Not that I would stick up for Perez Hilton, because I think he totally was setting it up for that. I mean, this was good for Perez Hilton. Blew him up a little bit more. He already has a syndicated radio minute, I think, that he does on celebrities, and he's got the blog and the whole thing. So it didn't hurt him one bit. News you can abuse. Boy, there's some interesting things, and none of them have to do with Miss California. Whew, thank goodness. I think the guys back in Minnesota are getting tired of it. That would be Donovan Madsen, who is with us, our technical director during this show, and, of course, also, Matt Johnson, our other pal here on America Tonight. I mean, they are tired of beauty queens. Here's the scoop on the day. An interesting story from Los Angeles. The helicopter pilot is kind of getting his wings clipped. Don't know if you heard this story or not. You know, they talk about the Mile High Club. David Martz was videotaped receiving oral sex from a woman while he flew over San Diego. So the National Transportation Safety Board has ruled the action was so reckless, the pilot's license has to be revoked. And apparently, the NTSB also noted that the woman had unfastened her safety belt and her body blocked access to the helicopter's controls. The video, of course, popped up on the Internet. That's nice. Yeah. In the meantime, if your fridge smells bad, you might want to clean it. Seven people in Northern California sent to the hospital because of noxious fumes from the cleanup of a fridge full of rotten food. In fact, firefighters had to evacuate the AT&T building in downtown San Jose. The hazmat team was even called. Food had been crammed into an unplugged fridge, so one of the workers decided to clean it out. The combination of the cleaning chemicals and rotting lunches caused 30 people to suffer vomiting and other horrible things that happened to your body. The woman who did the actual cleaning, this is the interesting part, was overcome with nothing. She suffers from allergies and didn't smell anything. You gotta love that. Isn't that annoying? I mean, how many people can relate to that? If you go to your office and you put your lunch in there, do you really want to put it in there? Either people are stealing it or other people have things in there that are rotting. I love this from Detroit. How'd you like to be sentenced to watching Maury Povich? A Michigan judge has sentenced a bunch of deadbeat dads to watching episodes of Maury. So far this year, several dozen men have been ordered to view the syndicated talk show as part of their probation for overdue child support. Wayne County Circuit Judge Wade McCree says he hopes the show will open the eyes of the defendants. Maury has tons of segments on deadbeat dads and women confronting the men who fathered their children. That's it for news you can abuse. Now time for one of my favorite things, to look back into history. Yep, it's Thursday, May 14th already. Man, time flies. Where did the first couple days of May go? 1804, the Lewis and Clark expedition to explore the Louisiana Territory as well as the Pacific Northwest left camp near present-day Hartford, Illinois. Did you know that? 1900, the Olympic Games opened in Paris, held as part of the 1900 World's Fair. In 73, the United States launched Skylab 1, its first manned space station. In 1998, singer Frank Sinatra, singer-actor Frank Sinatra, died in Los Angeles. He was 82. The hit sitcom Seinfeld also aired its final episode after 9 years on NBC. 10 years ago, President Bill Clinton finally got through to the Chinese president and expressed his hope that the two countries could repair the damage done to their relations since the U.S. bombing of the Chinese embassy in Belgrade, and apparently it worked. 1 year ago, President Bush opened a celebratory visit to Israel, marking the 60th anniversary of its birth. And in the meantime, John Edwards endorsed Barack Obama for the Democratic presidential nomination during a surprise appearance at a rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Interesting thing on that, of course, knowing that he was on a powder keg, and of course, the people backing John Edwards, in other words, the campaign folks, even saying they had a strategy to pull the plug if he should get the nomination, but that was never going to happen anyway. Time for birthdays, and you're going to recognize at least four or five of the names that I'm going to spout off here. Oh, yeah. Sofia Coppola, 38 years old. She's a writer-director. In fact, she acts, too, sometimes. She was in Godfather 3, if you remember. Now you probably can place the face with the name, right? Movie producer George Lucas, that would be Star Wars to you and me, 65 years old. Robert Zemeckis, 57. He's a movie director, done a ton of movies that you would recognize, including Forrest Gump. Actor Tim Roth, 48 years old. He's another name that would be familiar to a ton of you. What would you remember Tim Roth from? Oh, famous. I can't think of the name of the movie now. I saw it when I was a kid. It was like a huge cult movie. I'll come up with it tomorrow and I'll let everybody know. Actress Kate Blanchett with a milestone, 40 years old. Also celebrating a birthday. Actress Miranda Cosgrove is 16. Amber Tamblyn, you've seen her in a ton of stuff, 26. See, the problem with this is it's radio, and I think some of these younger actors, you would know them. You would have seen them in a bunch of movies if you're a movie person. Now you know this name if you're a Talking Heads fan. Singer David Byrne, 57 years old. Actor Danny Houston is 47 years old. Ex-Milli Vanilli guy, Fabrice, 43. Also from New Kids on the Block, singer Danny Wood is 40 years old, too. Another milestone birthday. I guess it's a milestone birthday anyway. Hey, thanks to everybody who sent in emails. You can do that, too. AmericaTonight.net.